Arabic is the official language of Syria, but in the mountain village of Ma'lula, many residents still converse in Aramaic, a language that can be traced back 3,000 years. The village of Ma'lula is nestled in the snowy mountains, about 50 kilometers north of Damascus. In the ancient language of Aramaic, the name means opening to a high place. Its relative isolation has allowed spoken Aramaic to survive for several thousand years, from the days when the Assyrian Empire spread across Syria and southern Turkey, and traders carried its words to Afghanistan and beyond. For retired school teacher George Rescala, it seems quite normal to chat with friends in the ancient language.
It was the vernacular of the language of the people of the commercial street.
Aramaic was also a language of religion. The 22 squarish letters of its alphabet are found in early remnants of the Jewish Bible. Later, it is said that Jesus Christ spread the language as he traveled through the region to preach a new religion.
When he addressed the people, Hebrew was the language of the prayer, the reciting of scriptures, but the Aramaic was the vernacular. It was simple script.
Use of Aramaic began to die off as the Greek conqueror Alexander the Great spread his empire and his language across the region. Later, the spread of Islam gave Arabic a more prominent role. The relative isolation of Ma'lula and a handful of nearby villages helped residents to preserve Aramaic through the centuries. But a steady migration of young men now seeking high-tech jobs in larger cities is again threatening the survival of an ancient language that has no word for modern inventions like the internet or spaceship.
Now we speak the agricultural words of, so the peasants who go to the field, the shepherds, you see, they are still speaking the original words. Because the new generation, now my son or my daughter, for example, didn't go over with her father or grandfather to the field. So most of the words they didn't hear.
George Rescala, his mustache and sideburns flecked with gray, says he's about the only one left in the village who can read, write, and speak Aramaic fluently. Mr. Rescala has devoted his life to preserving the language of his ancestors. Now the mayor of the village wants him to share his knowledge.
Now we are trying to build a center. This is what the mayor had told me. He asked us to come and to train a number of teachers, 25 or more than that.
Teaching an ancient language is a challenge, but Mr. Rescala has some ideas how to attract young students.
Weddings, in some occasions, we have popular poets. Now, I was one of those popular in Arabic. Now, I deserted and left the Arabic and began to write songs, because how can I teach the children? By writing songs to the children and to the men and young men and women.
At 66, the retired school teacher laughs and says the work of reviving an ancient language gives him a new life too. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Ma'lula.